The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. Super psyched to be here. Got a show that's going to be focusing...
In the abundance of water.
Focusing...
The fool will get
focusing.
Thirsty.
Focusing on H2O, of course, because we are And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. Super psyched to be here. I have a great interview that was actually recorded just earlier today at the Waterfall Room for CREED, which is the Center for Regenerative Ecology and Enterprise Development over in New Lebanon. The Waterfall Room looks out on a waterfall, which is why it is called the Waterfall Room, but we're going to be... I interviewed a really great gentleman by the name of Zach Quintos, who is a horticulturalist, and we'll be talking to him a little later in the show. He's over at doing a horticultural major over at Temple University. Yeah, they're doing those things now too. So it looks like we're growing a new leaf here on this planet after this death cult rids itself from our planet and we can move on to the important stuff of life and being alive and creating an environment and an economy that supports that and shows that speak to life like this one here. And so it flows. We're here at 89.7. WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Little wine into water.
Saying sorry by the dozen to hear the heartbreak up and some girls like a letter on a windshield pouring out his feelings when it's all hit the ceiling. But I know something even better I could try, so I'm out here soaking up your pores like glow with an apology in my left hand. Hope it tastes like a second chance. 'Cause I'm here to say sorry with it to the top glass of that Napa Valley Vine Cabernet. Girl, I couldn't go to bed, let another second pass without you and me being okay. So let's get to the bottom of these problems and this bottle before that moonlight quits and turn this wine into water under the bridge. Drank it off of mine till that 20-minute fight's ancient history. Baby, I just hope you'll forgive me. Tipsy, come kiss me by the time it's empty. 'Cause I'm here to say sorry with it to the top glass of that Napa Valley Vine Cabernet. Girl, I couldn't go to bed, let another second pass without you and me being okay. So let's get to the bottom of these problems and this bottle before that moonlight quits and turn this wine into water under the bridge. get to the last drop. Cause I'm here to say sorry with a to the top glass of that Napa Valley Vine Cabernet. Girl, I couldn't go to bed, let another second pass without you and me being okay. So let's get to the bottom of these problems and this bottle before that moonlight quits. And turn this wine into water under the bridge. And turn this wine.
You're listening, and thanks for listening. And you are listening to 89.7 WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio. I am your super water man, your ambassador for water, bringing you water consciousness from the Berkshires to all around the world. Super psyched to be with you. We're here at 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio. Psyched to be part of the water consciousness that is flooding our planet. right now because a lot of people are ready for the conversation for being alive. We got some news coming up your way. Let's go see what we're going to pick for you in the world of water news. Let's go see what's up with water and health. Oh my gosh. We did that and that. It's a lot of stuff here. We're not going to do water and health today because we already know the water has some issues, so we're not going to go there. Okay, let's go see what's going on in the world of... Okay, we're going to see. Okay, this is a really cool little story. Coming from NorthernVirginiaMag.com. Let's go see what they got to say here. Interstellar art installation makes an impact in Alexandria. A new art installation inspired by an asteroid that struck Earth millions of years ago sits at the Alexandria waterfront. Water and art. How's about that? Interstellar influencer. Make an Impact is the sixth temporary art installation displayed at Waterfront Park as part of the city's Sightsee New Views in Old Town series. It's a piece by Jason Kilimoski and Leslie Chang of Brooklyn. They use metal, water, and light to imitate the shape and appearance of an asteroid. So is that not cool? Super cool. We want this representation of the asteroid and its impact to raise awareness of the fragility of our shared existence on this planet and the extraordinary and sometimes extraterrestrial foundation of our modern cities and waterways, says Leslie Chang. Again, you're going to find out more about this at Interstellar Art Installation in NorthernVirginiaMag.com. So thanks for that. That was a little water and art. How important is that? We got some more water music coming your way, and we got a really great interview with Zach Kintos, and he is going to be sharing with us and all of our water-loving listeners around the world a little bit about gardening and the use of gardening or the value of regenerative gardening. Super psyched. He'll be with us in just about 15 minutes, so stay tuned for that. A little bit more poetry now. Let's go see what we got here as far as a poem. Okay, this is The Garden of Delight by Lucille Clifton, and a special thanks to poetryfoundation.org for making this available. This is by Lucille Clifton, The Garden of Delight. For some, it is stone, bare, smooth as a buttock, rounding into the crevice of the world. For some, it is extravagant water, mouths wide, washing together forever. For some, it is fire. For some, air. And for some, certain only of the syllables, it is the element they search for, their lives for. Eden. For them, it is a test. And that's Lucille Clifton, The Garden of Delight. You are listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. To start off our show today, we heard Wine Into Water by Morgan Wallen off the One Thing at a Time album. After that, Santa Monica by Everclear off the Sparkle and Fade. Santa Monica's kind of relevant in the world of today. You know, do we want to leave the fire behind us and forge a future that supports being alive on our planet. And that's one of the reasons for this show. So, good song by Everclear, Santa Monica, off their Sparkle and Fade album. More tunes coming your way. Right now we got Tree by the River by Iron and White off our Spotify playlist by the same name as our show, And So It Flows. So go and give it a heart over there when you're on Spotify, And So It Flows. A little bit by Iron and White.
Just to be with you when you Speak the words on your lips. Get yourself in words unspoken.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water, having all sorts of fun in studio today here at 89.7 FM on your radio dial as you are riding through the Pittsfield area and beyond. And you can also find us on most of your major podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, and so many others. What used to be Google is now Apple Music. YouTube Music has us, and we're over there. Podcast Addict, Podyssey, Cast, lots of other places. Keep on searching. Keep on grooving to the H2O. What do we have there? We had some Unwritten with Natasha Benningfield off her Unwritten album. Before that, we had Message in a Bottle by The Police from the Regatta de Blanc remastered album. And also before that, we had Tree by the River from the Kiss Each Other Ocean album. Pardon me. Kiss Each Other Clean album, all off the Spotify playlist called And So It Flows. So you're looking for water related music, look no further than Spotify and just do yourself a search and give us a heart. And So It Flows on Spotify, you will find this water song only playlist, because water hits music. Water hits our hair when it's raining. Water hits our toes when we go into the river or the ocean. Water hits all of life. That's one of the reasons for the show. And we're going to have a really great interview just now where I spoke just a few minutes ago over at Creed, which is the Center for Regenerative Ecology and Enterprise Development over in New Lebanon. Spoke to Zach Quintos. Gonna have a little conversation just now. Great waterfall room right by a waterfall, which is why it's called a waterfall room. So stay tuned to Zach.
With you, I am your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water, Leslie Gabriel, here And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Sitting here in the waterfall room, the famed waterfall room of Creed, which is the Center for Regenerative Ecology and Enterprise Development over in New Lebanon. Sitting down with Zach Quintos, who is doing some kind of gardening major?
Regenerative gardening.
Yep. Hi, Zach. You want to say hi to our water-loving listeners around the world?
Water-loving listeners, it is great to be here. I'm Zach Quintos. Come from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I'm up here doing an internship up at Creed, where I met the lovely Mr. Leslie, waterman himself. And I'm happy to be here.
Cool. So the waterfall room is just a little, you guys can't see it, but there's literally a waterfall 20 feet from the window here, and it's amazing. But tell our listeners a little bit about what you're studying. Regenerative gardening over at Temple University. Mm-hmm. Not the one in Philly, but there's another one in Ambler.
Yes, there is an Ambler campus.
So yes. What's that programming like for the regenerative gardening? What exactly are you guys doing there?
Well, so the regenerative gardening isn't a major, but I'm a horticulture major there. And we have a research garden there around a quarter of an acre where we practice regenerative gardening techniques, where we really try to build the soil so that it can actually hold and take in water without letting it run off. So more or less using techniques that build the soil so that it's this nice fluffy, it's not compact, where it brings water in keeps it there for the plants to then take up through their roots.
What's the process? What do you, by building up the soil? So normal soil is on normal gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been depleted in any way or some way that our current mainstream practices aren't building up the soil, as you say?
Yeah. So, I mean, really mainstream practices are tilling. You know, a lot of our farming, old school farming techniques were, you know, tilling the ground and planting right into the tilled ground. But, you know, over time, research has shown that tilling actually is bad for the environment and for water itself. Tilling actually, you know, breaks up the ground where all the carbon is stored, and it oxidizes it, so it becomes really dry, and it doesn't hold water and moisture as much as, you know, untilled soil does. So a lot of these no-till practices are really adding layers and layers of organic matter to the soil that is already there. And from that, brings in more carbon, and it actually stores water better than the methods that we've already used in farming.
And microbes, too, right?
Like absolutely.
There's like a whole microorganism circus
in
our soil.
And tilling disrupts those microorganisms. Tilling actually disrupts and it really disturbs those microorganisms. Because when you're tilling, you're bringing up everything from, you know, could be like 2 feet under, and you're bringing that to the surface, and you're letting the air get to that, and that's not really good for the microbes. The microbes want to be in the ground, and, you know, most importantly, we talk about mostly carbon. You know, carbon really is the main feature here, that we want to keep carbon in the ground, because if carbon gets into the air, then, you know, that's where greenhouse gases come into play, and ozone layer and all this. So we actually see an increase in carbon emissions when we're tilling fields in America.
Wow.
Yeah.
So those of you just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, having a conversation with Zach Quintos, who's a horticultural major over at Temple University, and he's doing some I wouldn't call it organic, but I'd call it
regenerative gardening.
Mm-hmm. So in the gardening that you're doing there, like you're talking about regenerating the soil or not tilling the soil or building up the soil, what is that? Like if you could step it out in, let's say, 3 or 4 steps, what does that actually, what practices are there? Like, what do you do? What actions?
So a lot of our practices are really adding compost to the soil that we already have. But first, you know, we want to make sure that the soil that's already there is nice and aerated. So what we do, we use something called a broad fork, which is kind of like a pitchfork. And we kind of just go in there and we lift the soil up a little bit, the already existing soil there, and we lift it up to let some air flow in. And what we do is from that point, we can add some organic nutrients, maybe like some bone marrow or worm castings, to really just kind of bring in some extra nutrients and microbes to the existing soil. And then on top of that, after that, we add in some compost, and then your soil is ready to be planted for your next crop or whatever you're putting in there, flowers or anything along those lines.
Do you ever take some of that compost and make like a compost tea? And so, just spray it? Like, that's like adding waters to the compost and creating a tea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, me personally, I have never done that. I'm never opposed to that, because that is such a great way of spreading your compost. Where we are at now, we do not use compost teas. I've never really practiced in that. So I'm not an expert on compost teas, but I'm definitely not opposed to it. I mean, I've seen some farmers that all they do is compost teas. They'll leave their soil bare, you know, they'll cover it with some organic layers, but then they'll just spray that compost tea right over their crops. And man, the benefit of using compost teas is fantastic. I mean, there's so much research out there showing how compost teas are really making a difference in agriculture.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard some people say compost tea makes your plants dance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would say that, you know, while I haven't personally done it, it's great. So when you're building up the soil, okay, how much more water does it retain? And if you're tilling the soil, how much water are we losing?
I don't know the exact numbers, but I can tell you there is a huge difference. I mean, you put tilled soil right next to untilled soil, and you can really see the difference. You can see the difference in the color, in the smell, in the texture, and even just by looking at it, it looks different. The untilled soil looks almost fluffy and feels fluffy, and it smells so fresh and earthy. Well, you know, your tilled soil, you hold it in your hand and it crumbles right in between your fingers. It's so dry and it's just not, it doesn't hold a shape. It doesn't, you press it together between your hands and you'll see it's just all this dry soil coming out. But if you hold the untilled soil in your hands and you squeeze it, you'll see all this beautiful water come right out of the soil. And it is absolutely amazing.
So essentially, the built-up soil just retains moisture.
It retains almost 100% of the moisture, if not all of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and when you see when you see the tilled soil and you pour water all over it, you'll see the water just run right off the soil. You won't see the soil bringing in the water. You'll just see it having right off. Excuse me. You'll see it running right off the top layer. And that's what a lot of the issues come from. A lot of our flooding in the Midwest and all that is coming from tilling. So
it's literally not soaking in, it's just flowing.
It's flowing right off. And that's where we get a lot of our, you know, bad runoffs from like leach fields or anything like that, and they flow right into our river systems.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good look.
Gotcha. Yeah. Poop in the water. Never good. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We're having a conversation with Zach Quintos, who is a horticultural major over at Temple University and helps put together an organic garden. What kind of different things do you grow in that garden?
Yeah, we grow a variety of things. We grow flowers, perennials, we grow trees. We have a bunch of different types of variety and species of plants there. You'll find anything from gooseberries, bunchberries, currants, blueberries, raspberries, or just some of the fruits,
mm-hmm.
Apples, pears. And then in our garden, we grow any type of food crop that you can think of. Cabbages, any leafy greens, root vegetables, beets, radishes, celery, tomatoes, peppers, string beans, anything you can think of that grows on a regular farm, it grows here. Some of the different trees that we grow are, we grow willows, Kentucky coffee trees, anything that you can think of, I mean, we grow there.
Are there some plants or some flowers or some trees that use decidedly less water or need less water, and some are like water hogs?
Yeah, I mean, all species are different species. They come from all different areas of the world, whether it's here in America or in Asia. Everyone has different growing requirements. I will say a lot of our willows, they tend to like wet feet, so they like the roots a lot more moist. They can take the wet environments.
Like a weeping willow, you're saying?
Yeah, a weeping willow.
I always saw those closer to areas that could be valleys or near a river.
Yeah, and you know those can tolerate a lot wetter feet. Now there are some that tolerate a lot drier conditions. The ones that you
now put, by feet you mean roots.
Roots, yes. Yeah, okay. Roots. I mean, by feet I mean roots. So there are some plants that tolerate drier conditions too that can't handle the wetness. If they are in the wetness, then a lot of the roots will rot out, and that just won't be a good environment for a tree.
Cool.
I can't think of an example on top of my head right now, but there are plenty of trees out there that can only tolerate the dry conditions.
Gotcha. That's great. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We're here at WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and you can find us on most of your major podcast platforms. Just search for And So It Flows. Super psyched to bring you water consciousness here from the Berkshires of Massachusetts and nearby, as today we are recording directly from the waterfall room here at the Center for Regenerative Ecology and Enterprise Development, talking with Zach Quintos over, he's a student over at, over at Temple University. He's in a gardening program, and he's also a horticultural major.
Yeah.
So, you work on a farm, right? Or you've worked on it?
I've worked on farms before,
You've worked on farms. Mm-hmm. So there's a farm that your family is directly connected to.
Yes.
With animals and, you
market
know.
Market garden.
Market garden, the whole.
The whole nine yards.
What's it like, you know, for the animals? How often do they, like, depending, I'm sure, dependent on the animals. How do you make sure the animals get enough water?
Well, first off, you have to have someone that is very knowledgeable in animal care and very caring and, you know, will do anything for the animals. And that person being my mother takes care of a lot of the animals and she loves the animals.
Cool.
So that's the first thing, is having someone that will absolutely go all out for the animals. That's the first thing. Second thing is, like, you got to make sure that they have their, everything taken care of, their water, their food. They have to have area to go around and play. And they have to have companionship. You know, other goats around to socialize with, even though that sounds crazy, but goats love socializing. And that's mostly the animals that we have. We have goats, sheep, and we have two dogs. And we have chickens.
Chickens are social too, right?
No, chickens are very social. Yeah, yeah. Very social. Just having those simple things really will go a long way to having a healthy goat. That's what I would say.
That's really, really great. And it's amazing. The kind of people who come through Creed are sometimes you meet people who really are on top of their game.
Absolutely.
So if people want to find out more, let's say, about the garden over at Temple, how do they find out more?
Well, you can go on Temple University Ambler. campus.com, I think it's .com, or you could just search in Temple University Ambler, and you'll have three things that come up. You'll have, you'll have the Ambler Arboretum, where we have all different types of trees, shrubs, native formal gardens, and stuff like that. And then we'll have the Greenhouse and Research Garden Education Complex. That's where I work. So if you press on that, you can find all the information you need on the garden and what goes on at the research garden and the greenhouse complex.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to find more about the farm that I worked at, you can go to RedeemerValleyFarm.com and you can find out volunteer information or just stuff that goes on around the farm.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And thank you for making time to spend and share your perspective.
Absolutely, it's my pleasure.
With our water-loving listeners around the world, and thanks again for being a guest for And So It Flows.
Absolutely, it was my pleasure.
All right, be well.
You as well.
Make me swim, make me harder, make me lose my breath. Make me water, make me swim, make me harder, make me lose my breath, make me water.
Normally, I could keep my cool, but tonight I'm whining. I'ma be in a dangerous mood, can you match my timing? Telling me that you're really. So show me that you understand how I like it. Can you blow my mind? Set off my whole body. If I give you my time.
Listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. That was Water by Tyla. And before that, we had this really great interview with Zach Quintos over horticultural major and regenerative gardening extraordinaire. All about that. It was an amazing interview. Thanks again for tuning in. You guys are great, ladies and gents from all around the world who love water and love this show. Thanks so much. Keep sharing it with all your water-loving friends. We had Water, like I said, by Tyla. Before that, we had Unwritten, Message in a Bottle by the Police. Unwritten was Natasha Benningfield. And we got one-ish, maybe two water tunes coming your way. But before then, Little Poetry by someone who is rather famous in the Berkshires, Edith Wharton. She's got some serious gardens. And a little quote from her. It is the omnipresent rush of water that gives the Estee Gardens their peculiar character. From the Anio drawn up the hillside at incalculable cost and labor, 1,000 rills gush downwards, terrace by terrace, channeling the stone rails of the balusters, leaping from step to step, dripping into mossy conches, flashing in spray from the horns of sea gods and the jaws of mythical monsters, or forcing themselves in irrepressible overflow down the ivy-matted banks. That's by Edith Wharton from her Italian Villas and Their Gardens book, Watering Gardens, Watering Gardens. What's next up on our... Oh, something from Memory Lane. A little bit of Frank Sinatra, Blue Eyes himself, singing Moon River.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Hold a dream, maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're out. the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. Moon River and me.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. That was Frank Sinatra, Blue Eyes himself, from Hoboken, New Jersey, singing Moon River. He wasn't in Hoboken at the time, so don't try it at home and look for him there, because he's not there no more. Days of Wine and Roses, that was that album. And thanks again for tuning in to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Look for us anytime you're in the Berkshires, and look for us on your favorite podcast platform. And since we were all about gardening today, we're going to be ending the show with this really cool song by the Johnson Boys, Boil the Cabbage Down, and we'll see you again soon.
Jack took Jill way up the hill where he thought no one could reach her. But Jack came down with a broken crown. Jill was a judo teacher.
Boil them cabbage down, down, turn them old pigs brown. The only song that I can sing is boil them cabbage down.
Diggery, diggery, duck, the mice ran up the clock. The clock struck one, but the other one got off with minor injuries.
Boil them cabbage down, down, turn them old pigs brown. The only song that I can sing is boil them cabbage down.
Butcher, he really is a jerk. He backed into the grinder and got a little behind on his work.
Boil them cabbage down, down, turn them old cakes brown. The only song that I can sing is boil them cabbage down. Boil them cabbage down, down, turn them old cakes brown. The only song that I can sing is boil.